Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, it looks like we're getting season number 23 for LeBron, which I do like. The symmetry of number 23 playing 23 seasons, I would like that. But the retirement question continues to loom. Front Office Sports is reporting LeBron's growing relationship with Amazon could lead him to joining Prime's coverage in his retirement, leading to the question, you think LeBron would be a good analyst after he retires?
So I think LeBron would be kind of the Tom Brady of analysts. I think it'd be a very similar light. Like, he's going to give you all the information in the world. You don't question. I mean, people will say that LeBron went through and basically coached several of the teams he was on. I don't think he'd be probably the most interesting person to listen to. And I think there'd be a lot of sidebar conversations that nobody wanted to hear.
Only thing I would say about that is LeBron's got a bigger personality than Tom.
No doubt.
Like, Tom has a net negative personality. Like, I don't know how people are around Tom. Unless they're like, so football, right?
Nah, yeah.
But like, I think the thing is, I think if LeBron wants to be a good analyst or a good anything after this, whether it's in the booth, on like a show like Shaq or Chuck, if he wants to be that, man, he's got to drop his axes. He's got to drop whatever beef. Like, Paul Pierce actually knows basketball. I don't watch Paul Pierce because everything that he does, everything he comments on, it's so transparent. It's because he didn't like a guy when he played. Well, he didn't like a team when he played. And that certainly we're pointing to his take on LeBron. I think LeBron could be, because I think LeBron's got the right mix of personality and knowledge. He just has to, he's got to drop some of that Jordan-esque edge of, I was better than you, and, oh, by the way, I didn't like this guy when I played, so bleep him or bleep this organization.
I don't think LeBron would even want to do it.
Oh, for $50 million? Like, I don't think it was real. But the NBC price tag for Michael to be the analyst was $40 million a year for NBC. I think LeBron likes making $50 million a year.
I think he does. I don't know. He always strikes me as somebody, like, I don't think he'd be a coach. I don't think he'd be an analyst. If he joined a team, I think he'd be like a front office member.
No.
He'd kind of take the, I feel like I he would take like the Jordan route. Or own it. Own
I
it
think would, he's got to own it.
It would be fitting if he owned a team.
I think LeBron would think being an NBA GM would be beneath him. Because he's done it for 20 years. That was just a cheap joke I wanted to end the bit on.
Omaha! Adrian Peterson, yesterday, involved in a fight over what was perceived to be a poker hand. It wasn't even the full game. It was just a hand he didn't agree with. And it looked like the guy he was fighting actually ended up winning the fight.
Ooh, now this is a new angle on this. I didn't know. How do we know he won the fight?
Well, there's video. There's video of it out. And it's kind of back and forth. It wasn't like AP got knocked out, but it felt like the other guy got the better punches in. Nick, I ask you, if you got into a fight with either celebrity or professional athlete, how many people know the next day that you won? If you won the fight.
If I won, I'm putting it on TikTok. Listen, I'm at Nick Wilson Says on every form of, it's on YouTube, it's on Facebook. I'm putting carrier pigeons out in the universe. Like, I might be a large man, and it probably wouldn't look good in a video because I'm bigger than like AP, But if anyone knows me and anyone knows AP, he should just knock me out and be done with it. Even if it's inconclusive, it's a draw. Oh yeah, yeah. Like,
you get some good shots on AP. Listen, going on social media.
Everything's relative. When I played in the celebrity softball game with Bull and JP, like 8 years ago, I knew I was out of shape. I knew that I was, you know, coming off like a back injury at the time. So my whole job was not to embarrass myself. So when I got a hit, two ribbies, one of which on a sack fly, and made a really nice defensive play and made everybody laugh, In my mind, I was the MVP of that. Because I didn't embarrass myself, and that was the upset of the day.
What's your best fight comp? Like, if you got one that you'd be really proud of in sports or celebrity, who would you just take? Like, Adrian Peterson, like you said, it's like the perception's going to be much larger than AP on that. It's going to be still worth posting, but
I mean, it would need to be like Shaq. It would need to be somebody that's like, or like a DeJuan Jones, which, just so we're clear, no. I'm not suicidal. But like, all right, so there was way back in the day when we were in high school, there's a guy that picked on our group of friends at Blossom. And I might have found him later and swung on him. And it was a draw, but like that, the dude was like 6'6" and like 400 pounds. He was a genuinely gigantic person. And that was one where I was like, damn right. Yeah, absolutely, I did. Yeah.
Posting the video of that.
And next time, he won't mess with the slightly less large guy.
Omaha!
WNBA fans have ridiculed Angel Reese for grabbing her own rebounds and padding her own stats. And now, Angel is releasing merchandise under the Me Bounds brand name, which is incredibly funny to me, with part of proceeds going to her foundation combating cyberbullying. Am I the only one who thinks this is an incredible bit?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I think that obviously she's putting it towards like a good. That's always good. If you're putting it towards a charity, that's always a good thing.
But not just any charity. Some charities.
Well, yeah, I guess
so. It's like a trust fund for some people. But yeah. A lot of charities are good. So I realized what I was saying, and I was like, no, all charities are great.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. You got there. But the Me Bounce thing was from somebody on TikTok by the account named Stat Stuffer. I've been getting these for years. If JP was here today, he could attest to it. I've been telling him about these videos for years. Or I guess 2 years. But like,
that is years.
That is years. Yeah. It's multiple. Yeah. But like, I love these videos. It's hilarious. It's the guy's own creation. I guess the only downside was he didn't take it and trademark it and then make something out of it.
Oh, that's even funnier.
Yeah, I don't even think it's not a great bit by her. She just took something that somebody else did and was like, you know what? We're going to make money off of that.
Yeah, but so this does show, like, I think she's kind of got, like, some Draymond, bits to her about how she plays. And honestly, just, like, she does like to be more provocative. The difference with Draymond is Draymond never had any sort of self-awareness on if you said, hey, this player in this situation, he can give you the best analysis in the NBA unless you bring it back to him, right? When it becomes about him, he has a blind spot and I've never done anything wrong. Angel, this kind of shows that she can have some self-awareness with this. I think this is good. Like, when you can take something that people say about you and turn it around and make it your own. Yeah, I think that's kind of that's impressive to me. I was going to try and think of some clever way to put it. What'd you say? It's impressive to me.
Did you see the TikTok she posted when she said she was claiming it?
No.
Oh, it's not good. She goes through and she's like, I don't care if it's me bounds, rebounds, cree bounds, T bounds, Lee bounds, B bounds. They're all mine. I'm like,
I actually find that kind of marginally funny.
I think it's marginally funny, but it's nowhere near marginally intelligent. It's just like,
that's usually what's pretty funny to me.
Well,
yeah, the dumber, the better. I love a little dumb humor here and there. You've heard the show.
Pat on the back to you, Nick. Pat on the back.
Omaha!
Let's go back to the world of baseball. We had benches clearing once again in Los Angeles between the Padres and the Dodgers. Fernando Tatis hit and is getting an x-ray on his hand. Shohei Ohtani hit by 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Does baseball need more heated series like this with the back and forth, or is this entire thing dumb?
No, I love it. It's a thing that I don't say that doesn't happen with the Guardians, but the Guardians are very laid-back organization, and that includes their players. They, you know, I think they have a very Ivy League type mentality in that clubhouse. They sound like insults. I'm saying these as compliments. Yeah, it's kind of the thing I miss about Josh Naylor. That little flair, the emotions of baseball, it gives you a little something. And I don't think we have enough of that in baseball. I think we've removed too much of the emotion about baseball. I'll put the emphasis on Cleveland, but it is across baseball. Not all emotion is bad, even when it's a negative emotion. I think this is great. I thought that was must. Again, I judge things off. I'm not watching this game, but I see it on social media. I see it happening, and I immediately tune in. That's exactly what I did with this.
Yeah, it was the exact line for me, too. I just don't know. Like, even between, like, the Yankees and the Red Sox are supposed to hate each other. I feel like you don't even get that many moments like this. And it's obviously, like, a benches clearing is always the dumb thing in sports because they all go up there and they go no-to-nose and nothing ever happens. It might have been old baseball. They all just go out there and basically exchange pleasantries. But this is the type of thing, like, rebrew the rivalry, go through. Sure, if you throw at a player and you hit him dead in the middle of the back, I'm for it. I don't know that Tatis got hit on purpose, but obviously I don't think you want to throw at a guy's hands. That's probably not the way to do it.
I also think Tatis is a bit of a B. And I say that he's one of my favorite players to watch because he's got a lot of emotion and he plays with his heart. And also, like, some mild steroids, if you believe the suspension previously. But, yeah, he was acting. That shouldn't have necessitated a benches clearing brawl.
I like that you throw out the "if you believe it." I'm pretty sure everybody believes it at this point.
Yeah, it's called CYA. It's cover your own ass there. I mean, just saying, he was suspended for it. Not that I believe it or don't believe it. He did that stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? He grew from it, both literally with the steroids, but also after the suspension. It's a twofer. You get a life lesson and a little extra home runs. Yeah,
that's good for you. I'm glad you drew that conclusion.
Wow. The only conclusion I could draw. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider. We'll ask him about your Cleveland Guardians and where do they go from here? They did get the series win over the Giants, but it finished with an L. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.